the one and only Sean McAuliffe. He joins us now. Morning, Sean.
Ellie, lovely. Is Josiah there? Is he there? Or is he out for a... You got a coffee? Making a coffee.
Oh, he just... I'm not going to lie. I did just send him over to McDonald's across the road in the ad break earlier to get me a coffee because I'm struggling
this morning.
Just
got here in the nick of time. We'll never miss this interview in the world, Sean. Big fan, mate.
Thank you. Thank you. Very nice. I didn't realise that is McDonald's open at this hour, is it?
24/7 in Shep, Sean. We've got three of them, two in Shep, one in Maroubra, round the clock. Don't you worry about that.
I've now been twice already today.
You've done a great job already. You're going to get free stuff in about 10 minutes.
Hey, Sean, I'm going to flip this conversation right on its head. I want to talk about KFC for a second.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They could be taking the stuff back. They're putting the chips back in the fryer.
If you're not across the story, there's a ad campaign in the US which has gone viral over the last few weeks. KFC have released a sexy Colonel Sanders. He's joined the Chickendales, not the Chippendales, the Chickendales, and he's hot. I've got a theory that you are him. Any truth to the rumour, Sean McAuliffe, that you're sexy Colonel Sanders?
I'm not. I have grown a beard. You're quite right to mistake me for him, but no, I'm not. I'm not Colonel Sanders. I do remember Norm Macdonald. Remember Norm Macdonald?
Yeah.
He for a while played Colonel Sanders in an ad, but they've gone even more modern now. Is that right? When you say sexy Colonel Sanders, what do you mean exactly?
Oh, he's let's Sean. Just say it's Colonel Sanders about 40 years younger and new. Well,
he's got about
new.
An 8-pack.
Oh, really? I'll tell you something interesting about Colonel Sanders that I wasn't allowed to say on Talking About a Generation, probably for some sponsorship reason.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a real colonel. I don't know if you're aware of that. He was what's called a Kentucky colonel, which means that he can be called up in the event of civil war. If America ever has a civil war, he was one of those that was sitting there on the porch at home waiting to be called up, and he could bring his gun along. And there's a whole lot of honorary colonels in Kentucky, including Johnny Depp and Deepak Chopra.
Wow, what a stat. It is.
That is fascinating. I wonder if we can just nominate you as an honorary colonel of the Goulburn Valley, Sean. Because you
colonel.
Look like one.
I kind of feel ripped off, though, that the colonel isn't a colonel. We've been calling him anything. I'm back to talking about Ronald McDonald now. He can get stuffed.
Do you know what? Sean's probably feeling ripped off that we have been speaking to him for this long about KFC and not about talking about your generation. So tell us about the show, Sean. What can we expect from this season?
Well, it starts tomorrow night, and who are our guests? We've got the Veronicas are on, and that was interesting because we've not had, for example, Andy Lee is the Generation Y captain, so we had to change the desk to accommodate both Veronicas because they're two people. I don't know if you're aware of that. They look the same, but it's not actually one person.
Yeah, surely that's an unfair advantage. Can't you just swap them out? No one will notice.
I don't believe you.
Well, we could have done that. Yeah, that's very true. We just make him wear the same dress and every alternate ad break. We could have done that. It would have saved us about $500,000, which is how much Caroline spent on the new desk. All our budget was blown just on this one appearance. So do watch tomorrow. If no other episode, just watch tomorrow.
You know what? You could just go make a bit more money. Just go to the strip club, get your sexy colonel rig out, and boom, 500 grand in your pocket, surely.
These are good suggestions. You know, I'm glad we spoke about Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
If Sean McAuliffe ends up joining the Chippendales tomorrow, you owe us 10%, mate. We're the best managers you've ever had.
Done. All right. Deal.
All right. Well, we're very much looking forward to seeing you on Talking About Your Generation tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Sean McAuliffe, thanks so much for joining us. We'll let you get back to your three-piece feed. Is that what it is? I don't even know.
Well, you've given me a whole lot of career choices. Yeah. I'll do them in order.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good day.